The Public News Service DOAA Newscast for August 1st, 2022. I'm Mike Clifford. At least 26 people, including children, have died in floods unleashed by torrential rains in eastern Kentucky. Reuters reports more fatalities are predicted, with authorities expected to continue finding bodies for weeks. Governor Andy Beshear said, "There is widespread damage with many families displaced and more rain expected throughout the next day." Governor Beshear told NBC News, "We're going to be finding bodies for weeks." Meantime, quick turnaround loans of up to $5,000 are available to small businesses in eastern Kentucky affected by the flooding. Robert Allen is the lending director for the Mountain Association.
There are grocery stores that are there that are the vital part of the community where the food source is. There are businesses that are going to have a really hard time building back, and the economic impact is real.
Allen says many of the region's local businesses were just starting to make a comeback from the pandemic, and now they'll need help rebuilding. President Biden has declared the flooding a federal emergency that opens the door for FEMA assistance and federal aid for recovery efforts. Applications for FEMA assistance are online at disasterassistance.gov. And tomorrow is the primary election in Michigan. Democratic races have attracted what watchdogs are calling unprecedented amounts of money from outside sources.
The United Democracy Project, a super PAC tied to the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, known as APAC, has been the second largest outside spender of the 2022 election cycle to date, according to nonprofit Open Secrets. Barbara Bearfield with Jewish Voice for Peace in Detroit says big money interests make it hard for voters to find out the truth, and it becomes even more important to make sure you know what policies the different candidates support.
As a Jewish person, the really big lobbyists like the ADL and APAC, they don't speak for me. They don't speak for all Jews. And they are supporting candidates and supporting actions that are making it, I think, more dangerous in the world.
In addition to supporting Democratic primary candidates, APAC has also endorsed Republican campaigns, including some candidates who were present at the January 6th insurrection. Attorney Matt Clark of Detroit, also with Jewish Voice for Peace, echoes that there are so many different policies that matter to Jewish voters. He says as a father with two young kids, his priorities range from combating the climate catastrophe to ensuring a just outcome for Palestine.
As a member of Jewish Voice for Peace, of course, I care about the Palestinian struggle, electoral integrity, money out of politics. We can go on. There's so many issues.
I'm Lee Wolke reporting.
This is PNS. This week marks the 25th anniversary of the Children's Health Insurance Program, known as CHIP. Since its start in 1997, the uninsured rate for kids in the U.S. has dropped nearly 10 percentage points.
Lauren Anthes with the Center for Community Solutions explains, instead of creating a standalone program, Ohio leverages CHIP dollars to extend Medicaid eligibility.
It's a good deal and get a high return on that investment from a policy perspective. There's all these positive benefits in terms of economic mobility, in terms of addressing things like educational outcomes or family stability.
Since CHIP began, the rate of uninsured kids in the U.S. has dropped nearly 10 percentage points. In June, 1.3 million Ohio children were enrolled in Medicaid, including 230,000 through CHIP. Mary Sherman reporting.
And the New York City Council considering asking the Department of Transportation and Parks and Recreation to develop a report outlining the best locations for public restrooms in every zip code in the city.
Currently, New Yorkers can either use public restrooms in the parks or one of the city's newly installed automatic public toilets. The new report would specifically address accessibility for people living with a disability. Dr. Sharon McLennan Weir with the Center for Independence of the Disabled New York describes one of the biggest issues with the new automatic toilet facilities.
If someone is using a motorized wheelchair and also they may themselves weigh a certain amount, they may not be able to access the public restrooms due to the construction of the flooring, which has a weight limit of, I believe, 700 pounds.
She says another concern is the time limit on the automatic public toilets. The door remains locked for 12 minutes, which might not be enough time for someone with mobility issues. Some solutions would be to extend the time limit and make the structures more permanent so the floors are better reinforced. I'm Edwin J. Vieira.
Finally, Ross Brown tells us an insect species that can invoke childhood memories is in trouble and has been just added to the red list of threatened species compiled by the International Union for Conservation of Nature.
The orange and black migratory monarch butterfly population has been dropping for several decades. Dr. Rebecca Quinones-Pinon, Chief Monarch Recovery Strategist for the National Wildlife Federation, explains that effects from climate change meant milkweed wasn't blooming during their migration last spring, preventing the butterflies from laying eggs. She says milkweed isn't as common as it used to be across the U.S.
The main issue is the fact that we continue to lose native habitats.
Pesticides sprayed on crops also can inadvertently kill milkweed growing in nearby ditches.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service. We are member and listener supported. Heard on great radio stations, your favorite podcast platform. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.